What's happening? We present to you Fabulous Fridays, produced by the amazing producer himself, G. Lou, hosted by Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Tap into our studio line at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. West Coast at 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. If you can't get to a phone, you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/the-G-Lou Show. Thank you very much for your support. Looking forward to giving you all a fantastic, fabulous show. One love, Ashe. Peace.
Hey, hey. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, King G. Lou. Good evening, Queen Cousin Marcy.
Good evening, mic check. Can you hear me, Queen?
I can hear you. What? How do I sound? Do I sound different from last week?
No, you sound, I had to turn my volume up. Okay, go ahead. You sound good.
Okay, because I got some new earbuds, some new ear pots. So anyway, hey everybody, do I hear DJ? Did I hear that after?
I think you do.
Hey DJ Maniac, are you on the line?
Hello.
Are you on the line?
Yes.
Okay. What's happening?
Nothing much. Feeling
How did
good.
You guys like that? that intro. More Than a Woman, that comes from that Saturday Night Fever album from 1977. I was like, okay, King. I mean, that was, I love the Bee Gees. What about you all?
Oh, Bee Gees.
I
want to
grab a slice of pizza and walk down the street like John Travolta. Every time I hear that, damn, I just want to strut with my pizza to the dance practice to that song. Yeah.
Okay.
I love it. Yeah.
Cousin Marcy just wanted to get a piece of pizza and slay.
I know.
How about that song, Emotions, though, and How Deep Is Your Love? That's the song.
I know, especially How Deep Is Your Love. That is the song. But Saturday Night Live, that used to be the album in the 70s. That was Saturday Night Fever. That was the album. I know me and my siblings, we used to play it a lot when we were playing dominoes, and we used to have one, two, three. They call them hookahs now, but we called them water bongs back in the day. four of them in rotation listening to the Bee Gees. I don't know why.
Oh, gosh. We're going to get there, y'all. We're going to get there. But, Quinn, I'm just saying this. I don't know why. I just see your dad and my dad sitting around.
Right? Like Cheek and Chong.
In another room. Yeah. Right. Okay. And we are back, people. It's another fabulous Flashback Friday. She is a lovely Queen Jean. I am Cousin Marcy. We got Mr. Producer G. Lou back there, about us in with the Bee Gees and DJ Maniac holding it down. I don't know if he's in the front of the leg or in the back of the leg, but we here to do some things tonight, y'all. Thank you to our sponsors, as always, BTP Media, DD Harrison, No Armani Candles, what do we got, One World Magazine, Tweed Cadillac, of course, had an awesome interview last night with Soren Baker. Check that out. You can get the replay right there on Blog Talk Radio as well. But other than that, it's Fabulous Flashback Friday, y'all. Callers, you can call it 914-803-4001. Press 1 if you have something on the topic. But Queen, when we got together at the team meeting, what did we decide on today? What we going to do today?
We decided on something like this Battle of the Bands. We basically stayed within the 80s music. So we just have different artists that we're showcasing. So just vibe out with us. We just chilling tonight, little jive talk, good music, and we'll be popping in and out throughout the show. That's what we came up with during our meeting.
Pop in. While I'm pulling my list up, look, trying to distract, right?
So, look, we got some Compunction. We got some EWF. We got some Prince. Some Cameo. We got some music for you guys to vibe off of. So, get your chill glass if you chilled your glass. If you don't be chilling your glass, you should start chilling your glasses. Keep some glasses in the freezer, ladies. That's sexy for when you have company come over. You know, if it's a gentleman that you're entertaining, you want to be able to go in that freezer and pull out a chill glass. So get your chill glass.
You better listen.
And your beverage. And let's just chill and vibe off of our first selection. Is going to be Love Train from Compunction.
What she said, y'all. Fabulous Flashback Fridays. Let's go.
I hear you do say my name.
sounds get laid down on West Side Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G. Lou, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tui Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
Keith Sweat thought he was doing something, but his version is cool.
I'm still stuck on, you know, the first jam they played, my backsliding days. You know, I fired myself up, warm night, couldn't sleep, dialing somebody's funky-ass phone at 2 a.m., knowing good and damn well they weren't going to pick up, you know. The love train was taking me on a collision course straight to hell. But yeah,
damn.
You know, that's how it be sometimes. So you just hang up
your mind.
Call five more times. You know, we'll do this till 4 a.m.
Lot of collisions are happening. So yeah. for real.
Love
there's
train,
a lot of collisions going on. Like, you'd be like, what?
Right. Like, did you just
like,
do
what?
That? You
okay, so yeah, we had By Your Side. That came out in 1980. And then we had
Beautiful.
Straight from the Heart. That was 1981. And Love Train, 1982. All of Confuction songs.
Damn.
Right. Yeah. And absolutely. And they were like back-to-back, 80s. 81 and 82,
mm-hmm.
but they were hits. They were their hits. So Confunction mm-hmm. back in the day was just an amazing group. We also had Linda McCall, Dee Lou and I, we had her on our show, had a conversation with her. Her husband was part of Confunction. It was Lewis McCall. She was the one who had robbed. He had got robbed at his apartment and didn't make it. So yeah, we had her on the show.
Oh, wow.
A pretty good conversation with her. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, absolutely. But I love that G-Lou put that, how deep is your love? Cause
yeah, they
easy,
always get
man.
The party going.
That's my song.
Absolutely.
You're a singing DJ Maniac. Sing it.
He had it going on. I was like, okay. send me a recording.
Right. We'll send you ours back. We got some harmonies going on in this piece. Okay. See what the Bee Gees do.
Sending out treats.
Right.
Ain't nobody tricking. We just sending out treats. So. You know who I just love? Some Damson Idris. You guys know who that is, right? Damson
mm-hmm.
Idris.
Yeah.
No, that's Franklin. Franklin.
Yeah. Know, Frank. Dear Franklin, dear Damson.
Stay away.
You see what happened today to the young snowman. You see, we got these examples, sir. Just come on, guy, now. Got all these signs, all these clues. It's about a little band, but we don't fit this stuff in.
Anybody got a request that they want to hear from
run, queen, for
the show? 914-803-4001. Press 1 to get that request in, and we will be more than happy to honor that for you. We are doing 80s theme, but we'll take a 70s, even some early 90s, whatever your pleasure is. Just give us a shout out and we'll honor that request.
That's right.
We're gonna move right along. Anything else, y'all? What's happening?
I'm ready for this battle. We're getting some good stuff now.
I know, right? So we got By Your Side. And that one came out in 1970, I think it was. Confunction.
Not I didn't even, me. I only saw it. Yeah, you're going to
be
on that
Oh, no, let
one.
Me put Love on Your Mind.
Yeah.
1979, that's
mm-hmm.
the one that we're looking to be hearing that.
There you go. All right. Listen,
time to go
y'all.
Do some more readers.
Reader. Oh, Lord. Fabulous Flashback Friday. Let's go.
Ooh.
Share your love. dropping 6ix9ine from ATL, called him on Kilo. Old school, OG Sunday. Lou, put the Lord Earth 1-5, please.
Wonderful.
Sounds so beautiful, don't you agree? 1977.
Wow. Sugared.
That was the year I had my first child. Be Ever Wonderful. Mm. That's a beautiful song.
Yeah. Those nice instruments, that real music.
That real music. You know, it's so different now. So thank God for the gems that we do have to go back to listen to our oldies. Don't forget that oldies rule forever, too, volume 1, 2, and 3.
Yes.
You get some good oldies samples there as well. Don't forget to come back to the 80s, too, y'all.
Tooted and booted, I guess.
I feel sorry for this generation. They're oldies. Like,
I know.
They can't sit on the front porch and with a jar of Kool-Aid and just chill, you know, or sweet tea. Yeah.
Right.
Our oldies are good. But, you know, a lot of young people, they have, they're hip to these oldies. You know, some young people are hit to these oldies too. Their parents play them, but yeah, shout out to old school music. This is what we're here for, to give you guys these oldies.
Mm-hmm. I would love to hear The Whispers in the Mood. That's my song.
This is what I do. He want to hear the whispers
DJ
in the mood,
Vinny,
y'all.
He say his piece, and then he be like, and I'm out. He be like, I like to hear so-and-so. That's my song.
Okay. He got the one-liners.
Right.
Yeah.
Just hear it right quick. And that's it.
DJ
that's
Maniac.
All, folks.
Oh my goodness, you don't hear. Yeah. But it makes sense though, right? So yeah. he don't have a lot of you know. I feel you though, DJ Maniac. You know, you and I are here. You can't see my fingers, but my eyes are pointing towards yours. We're here. I understand. Believe me. Yeah. So yeah, we're on a roll with the EWF. You guys got a song you want to hear again, 914-803-4001. We will honor your request. We're going to get your whispers, and this is what I do to get you in the mood as well. Don't go to sleep on it. Did you work today? DJ Mania be so chill back there. I was like, ooh, they serenading me. Let me just go on the show. Hang out
until
with
he says something, and I'm out. That's right.
What kind of Moscato are you drinking?
Oh, peach.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. Some peach Moscato. I've been craving Super Saco and gin.
Oh.
I have. I've been craving that.
Okay. All right. Angsta. All right now.
Okay. That was some good stuff, girl. That sock on hand. I had to have that
tangerado. You know, I stay out of grown stuff. Oh, Jesus. Yes. No. Gin is sin. Oh, man. Gin. Shout out to all the gin drinkers out there drinking responsibly. Drink responsibly. Yeah, y'all got heart.
Ooh, the reasons. That's the reasons that we're here. Earth, wind, and fire, y'all.
All right.
So.
Now I'm craving your soul, you can pull a few. Well, I bet ya,
was off that Reason album, 1975. Y'all remember that album cover?
Yes.
Is that the one with the pyramids? Was that
no.
the one with the pyramids?
That was
okay.
a double album. Two LPs and one. Yeah, it was white with the gold on the front of it.
Oh.
Wasn't that the cover?
One.
Mm-hmm. Because we
so
wrote on our
yeah, like people the same age, Queen. Like, yeah, we remember when that came out. Was that when they bought it from the store?
You know what?
if you remember it, when you went to somebody's record collection, I don't remember. I don't know. I'm just clouded. I'm out.
What? See, that's what happens when you come out the Jack in the Box. You just pop up and say shit.
I know.
He says, we all different ages now, Queen. You know, there's one on here. Stop tripping. So anyway, my siblings and I, when we would have our friends over,
I don't think
Maniac
wasn't even born yet.
No, I do sample.
But he knew the album cover, though. He knew what the cover was. Did you know what the cover was, or did you go Google it real quick?
Oh, no, I knew it.
Yeah. That album. That's a
he
double
said,
LP.
I'm a producer. Don't come for me.
That was the jam, though. You can't hide love. Hey, I got a few announcements. Just a few.
Yay.
I really want to shout out Nay Love, her YouTube page. Y'all go follow Nay Love on YouTube. She got a jamming YouTube page. She be having some good oldies as well. Of course, our YouTube channel, because G. Lou got this thing he got going on, and he is serenading you. And also, he'll do some hip-hop, some good rap artists. But check that out as well on our YouTube channel. And don't forget to check out The Patio Politics, their YouTube channel. They just had an epic episode that dropped on Tuesday. You should go back and check that out. Also, The Writer for Life Films, the G. Connect, Seti Nash, Credible Harvey Air, and also the newest one that I like to put out there is Marcy's Minute. That's funny as hell. Marcy's Minute. Make sure you go check it out. You want some good laughter? That's the one to go to.
I love Marcy's Minute.
Yeah, that's what I'm
so
saying.
Sweet.
Go check out Marcy's Minute. For real, though. Also, the Lot Auto sells at 538 East PCH in Long Beach. If you're looking for a used car, good mileage, good price, that is your man to go to. 562-591-5909. You ask for Ted. Let him know that the G. Lou Show sent you. The hours are 11 to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And it's Sunday by appointment only. And it's best to call to make that appointment. Poison Ink Tattoos are still doing the amazing tattoos, best ones that I've seen in a long time. He's located at 6693 Downey Avenue in Long Beach. 323-639-9747 is where you can book in advance with a $50 deposit. It's definitely worth it. Normani Candles, look, we got the season is changing, and you want to have that good smell coming in. You got Halloween coming. You got Thanksgiving coming. So they got these fall candles out. So check them out at normanicandles.com for all the fresh fragrances. Normani Candles, that's one of our sponsors as well. Also, 200 North Long Beach Boulevard, you go there. That's S&N Angels to give out free food, 12:30 p.m. on Saturday. So go check that out tomorrow. Spread that word for your free food. Now, again, that's at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. Follow S&N Angels on IG and Sylvia Nunn on Facebook. She's always putting up videos on Fridays of what's happening on Saturday. So don't be shy. Go get your blessing. For your bakery needs, you can check out Shay Doe on Instagram and also Filthy Rich Banana Pudding. Check her out on Instagram as well. She has pop-up locations and sugarholic.ca on Instagram for custom-made desserts. All of these young ladies be having some very good desserts. I haven't had the opportunity to check out the banana pudding yet, so I'll be coming home in a few months, so I'm going to get mine in. And also, Tweed Cadillac After Six Cruise Show. It airs every Thursday. It was a great conversation last night. You can go check that out on blogtalkradio.com/93TweedFM West Coast, where it shows at 7 o'clock p.m. But you can go check out all the repeats at that location. But last night was a great show. So check that out. And also our brother and deacon, Hank Norman. You can catch him at Sunday worship at 10:30 a.m. He's being a steward there, servant as a deacon, and also check his lovely wife out. She's an usher there on Sundays. The Bible study is live on Facebook every Wednesday, and they give out free food every day, Monday through Friday, and that's at 1401 West 34th Street in Long Beach Boulevard. And also FD Funnel Cakes at 2807 North Dalhart Avenue in Compton as well. Tuesday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. Close on Mondays, and there's three ways to place an order. Pull up an order, place a phone order at 310-404-6849. You can follow FD Funnel Cakes on IG as well, and they have a full menu there because I believe they are serving food as well. So I just wanted to put those out and check out our YouTube channel. They're going to be doing a After Hours there with G. Lou. I'm not sure if there's a guest because I haven't seen a flyer, so let's go check it out. So back to you, G. Lou, Queen Cousin Marcy, and DJ
Maniac. Thank you, Queen. Thank you, Queen. Mm-hmm. Always fitting everybody in there. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you as well.
No, that's right. Giving us some good news. Giving that good news. All right.
Good news.
Where we at
Boogie
with it?
Wonderland.
Boogie.
Uh-huh.
Boogie Wonderland.
That's my totally go silly song. Why are you talking about I'm crazy? Uh-huh. This one. Okay. This the one.
That'd be the one.
All right. Let's go, y'all.
1979, y'all.
Woo. I was two.
You were two, y'all.
Woo.
broadcaster worldwide, one hit at a time, the best music on the best blog talk radio station. The Jilu Show presents Fabulous Flashback Fridays with your host Queen Jean and Cousin Mercy, with Jilu on the ones and twos, the Mercy Queens making it do what it do. Call 914-803-4001 with your request. The Jilu Show thanks its sponsors, UTT Media, 93 Sweet FM, DD Harrison, and One World Magazine. 24/7 around the world, nonstop. This is Fabulous Flashback Fridays, a Jilu Show production, every Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10 to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one.
Doctor, everything will be alright.
Marcy with Marcy's Minute.
Whoop, whoop. Thank you, Cuzzo. Queen, DJ Maniac, and listeners out there. Ooh, Prince, get you amped up. I'm amped over here. I'm amped now. Get on in here for a second. I'm going to take just about a couple of minutes of your time. So first up in You Played Yourself News 1, I want to congratulate you, HBO. Congratulations to you for bringing us a season of Hard Knocks 23 training camp with the New York Jets. And then there's this. It's a moment now ingrained in Jets lore. Slow-motion replay footage from Monday's season opener against the Bills captures the moment Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers appeared to tear his Achilles, poor thing, with a pop being shown in his calf. An MRI exam confirmed Tuesday that the 39-year-old quarterback has a torn left Achilles tendon that will require season-ending surgery, a source told the Post Brian Costello. Rodgers was just minutes into his Jets' regular season debut when disaster struck. He was injured on the fourth play after taking a sack from Bills defensive end Leonard Floyd. Rodgers was then helped off the field by trainers and taken into a medical tent before being carted off for x-rays. Jets head coach Robert Saleh said after his team's 22-16 overtime win that they were preparing for the worst with Rodgers. I heard for Aaron and how much he's invested in all of this. I'm still going to say a prayer. I'm still going to hold out hope. My heart's with Aaron right now and nowhere else, Saleh said. Rodgers was traded to the Jets in April following 18 seasons with the Green Bay Packers. His arrival to New York ignited much fanfare and hype, hence the Hard Knocks training camp. With a championship star franchise hopeful, a four-time league MVP could potentially lead the Jets back to the promised land. I think already there's incredible excitement, and it's been a long time from 1969. It's also been a long time since the Jets made the playoffs, so it would be a crazy experience. Well, we're keeping Aaron Rodgers in our good thoughts and our prayers here at the G-Lou Show. If you want to check out Hard Knocks, it's on HBO. And, yeah. One more thing, y'all. In Break the Internet News, Jeezy files for a divorce from Jenny Mai after 2 years of marriage. Yes, that's right. Snowman is back on the market. Jeezy has filed for a divorce from wife Jenny Mai after more than 2 years of marriage. According to court docs obtained by Page Six Friday, the put-on for his city rapper, whose real name is Jay Jenkins, said that he and the former Real host are separated and the marriage is irretrievably broken. Jeezy is seeking joint legal custody of his and Mai's one-year-old daughter, Monaco. The estranged couple also have a prenuptial agreement in place per the docs. Reps for Mai and Jeezy did not immediately return Page Six's request for comment. The All There MC 45 and the Emmy winner 44 tied the knot in their Atlanta home on March 27, 2021 after 3 years of dating. Due to COVID, the guests, they had to be tested 2 days before. They wanted all their family to be there, but after Jeezy's mother unexpectedly passed, we quickly learned that life is too short. At the end of the day, Jeezy and I really just wanted to become husband and wife, so we decided to turn our original wedding into a mini-money where we exchanged our vows in front of our immediate family and a few close friends. The Grammy nominee and the TV host welcomed their child together in January 2022. The couple, however, did not introduce Monaco to the world until 5 months after her birth. Now, this was my second marriage, as she previously wed to Freddie Hartest for 10 years. The pair split in 2017 and part, get this, because the How Do I Look alum did not want to have children. 10 years of marriage. Meanwhile, Jeezy, or Jay Jenkins, is also a dad to three other children. Three to hard way news, and that'll do it. Queen, G-Lou, back to y'all. DJ Maniac, listeners, that's it. Cousin Marcy's out on that one. Three to hard way. Not basking and nobody breaking up. It just bees that way sometimes.
That's what happens when this is what happens when the doves cry.
Right. Right. Beautiful segue. Come on, Queen. That wasn't right.
You and I engaged in a kiss. What's up? This is Chuck John. I'm here with Queen and G Lou on the G Lou Show.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Good
How
evening.
Are ya? How are ya?
Good
I love flirt. I love me some flirt. But what I really love, which kind of threw me for a twist tonight, was that confunction, man, let me put love in your mind. That always works.
Mm-hmm.
I am so sorry, man, that I couldn't check in until like 7:40. I'm pretty sure that I missed some hell of a jam tonight. And, man, I'm going to go back to the playlist. It kind of sucks when you fall in late to the party and all the pretty girls is already gone. The party started at 7 and I don't pop in till 7:40 and all the pretty girls is gone. It's like, damn. But flirt, man, flirt's the bomb. How y'all doing tonight?
You can't. You can't have the pretty girls tweet. You can't have the pretty girls tweet. The pretty girls is all mine, man. I done stole them from you, tweet. You know what I'm saying? You too many miles away. I had to take over for you, tweet Cadillac.
You done scooped them all up. Because I was going to walk up in there with my sugar daddy shirt on and my taco meat showing. I was going to get them all.
I stole your fresh pair of shell toe Adidas that you used to wear and your hat, and I was out there grabbing them.
Oh my God! Yep, they say a day late and a dollar short, and you missed out.
Yes, sir.
Missed out, man. Wow, 10 more minutes left, man. Where's apple pie at?
Say hello, Tweet Cadillac.
Hi, apple pie. What's going on with you?
Hello, hello. Doing big things. Congratulations to you. I can't wait to get Juicy J's book. That's the man right there, Storm Baker.
Oh, yeah, man. Cool. He cooler
classic.
Than the fan.
That was classic.
He cooler than the fan.
That shit was classic, tweet.
Yeah, we had some fun. I didn't realize as deep as he was until we really got into it. But, yeah, man, he the man. And
yeah,
a white boy,
there.
no more about hip hop than half the niggas in the hood
yep.
that's doing hip hop. Ain't that a trip?
It's like Michael Rappaport.
Very knowledgeable.
For real though, because he lived it. He lived
mm-hmm.
it. He is hip hop. Because when you live it, you live it. Man, he the man.
Yeah.
But
and he's very
and
humble.
He humble too.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Yes, he's very
man,
humble.
Guess what? Guess what? I don't know if y'all know this, but. You know he got a black wife, right?
City.
Yeah, I know that.
Congratulations.
Yeah, he has a black
you
wife.
You already should have knew that, though.
Yeah,
well, I
absolutely.
Knew that, but I didn't know if anybody else knew that. But, yeah.
Yeah, you
he
could
got
kind
a black
of,
wife.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? Nobody would have really thought,
Storm.
You know. Nobody really would have thought.
Shout
but,
out to
hey,
Storm
man.
Baker, man. A legend, man. Living legend.
That nigga
love
living.
And respect.
That nigga living hip hop.
He living the dream. He living a dream.
For real.
He living the dream.
For
shout
real.
Out to Storm. Yes,
for real.
Sir.
And then he said it
yes,
came
sir.
To him at 12 years of age. And he turned it into a career.
Yep.
Ain't that a trip mm-hmm. out? They say, do what you like, and then the money will come. Isn't that so true? Isn't that
yes,
so
sir.
True?
Yeah.
Do what you like, the money will mm-hmm. follow. Don't get into nothing for money.
Do what you like.
Get in for the love, and then the money will come. That's so true.
I see guys and girls dancing.
Ew.
Amen,
so what's
amen.
Next, man, on the playlist?
Well, we're about to run out of here, man. Love you, Tweet Cadillac. Love you, G. Lou.
Hey,
Ollie. Push ups, G. Lou.
Hey,
Queen G. I'm still in all your health, Tweet Cadillac and
hey,
Cousin Monty.
Minute,
I'm gonna buy you a veggie burger. I'm going back on mute.
Wait a minute, Ollie, wait a minute. So G Lou to play your new song. Can G Lou play your song? He already been clicked off.
He went to go get Marcy a burger. What kind of burger that he getting
me? I'm getting a veggie burger,
okay. Yeah, I'm getting her the veggie burger.
Hey, Ali, are we able to play your new song?
I don't think they have it on the thing, but I have no problem. Are you sharing it with them? Or?
I have it. I just want to know,
Sunday.
You know, do we have access to play it I'll email it to G. Lou and I'll play it on my show as well. If you give us the written, your express written consent of authorization, then I run it by Apple Pie. She'll do the paperwork, sign off on it, and we can make it official.
Uh-oh. That sounds like you taking 90% of my publishing, Tweed.
We just want to make
everybody
it official.
On the dance
we don't
floor.
Want to move, man. We just got to make it official.
We hear that rain back there.
We ain't going to drink up all the energy, man. You got it yourself, man. You're going to be all right. You know, can we get one more song, man?
Yeah,
yeah. Cause we are, man. Man, I'm talking this shit. I'm tripping.
Yeah, we trying to.
That's
man,
that we got
to
do.
Right. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
I'm just all right. I'm just
we'll be right back.
Well, love.
Let's go.
Damn, that's some classic.
Hey, Scotty. Hey. What's that?
Classic for sure. And Snoop Dogg flipped out like, too. Okay. Shout out to Snoop.
Yeah. Queen, where you at? Where you at? She gonna
keep on loving me.
There she go.
Great show.
Well, check it out, people. Like we do about this time, we've come to the wind down part of the show, and I'm going to let Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, and Maniac take us out of here with some great words to get you through the rest of your weekend. Hit them, Queen.
Good weekend. Hey, and happy anniversary to Snow and Melanie. They first one-year anniversary, yeah. Wedding anniversary, so shout-out to them. That
it looked like they finally... It looks like they finally got it right, huh, Queen? It looks like they finally got it,
power
got it
couple,
together.
Absolutely.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Yeah. So happy for them. And also, let's keep Snow's mom in prayer. She's in the hospital. She's been in there because she had back surgery, so she's in therapy now. So let's keep her lifted in prayer for her recovery as well. But, yeah, it's a blessing to see love like that. You know, you go through the storms, the trials and all that, but it's all about what you want, the choices, what you want. That being said, it is a weekend coming up, and I'm so glad it's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. So I just want you guys really to take this with you, marinate on it. God is your source. Everything else is just a resource. So if you could just take that, marinate on it, trust and believe me, you will have some peace in your life knowing that God is your source. There's a song, You Are the Source of My Life. You can Google it, check it out, and that's all talking about God. So peace and love, Ashe, DJ Maniac, King G. Lou, Queen Cousin Marcy, Twee, Cadillac, Reverend Ali. Peace to you guys and everybody that tuned in with us. We appreciate you guys supporting the Fat Flashback Friday shows with the Queens, the Berkeley Queens. We appreciate that. And don't forget to go to the YouTube channel After Hours and check out King G. Lou the Great. See what's happening over there.
L.A. Barbie Bars is happening over there at 9:30 p.m., y'all. Like Queen said, head on over after Fabulous Flashback Fridays. Great show, y'all. Have big time fun. Boogie Wonderland. That's all I got to say.
Just keep on loving me.
Keep on loving me. That's a bad jam.
That's
right
it.
There. Jesus.
Right.
Shout out to shout out to y'all. Shout out to Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, the Berkeley Queens, my brother DJ Maniac, my big brother's Tweet, Cadillac, Ali, who called in, and everyone who tuned in tonight. Is Flashback Fabulous Fridays, another great show, Battle of the Bands. Beautiful show, beautiful selection, ladies. I'm going to say this. Everyone
Thank
out
you.
There, say a prayer tonight. I'm not going to say 7 days. I'm going to say one day. Say a prayer tonight. Talk to them. If you don't do that, meditate. Do whatever you need to do to clear your mind of all the toxins that you took in this week here. Clear your mind. Have a beautiful weekend. We love you all. G. Lou to G. Lou Show, 100.
100. Clear your mind. You hear that? Take that toxin out of your system. Do not let that poison stay there. It's just such a terrible place to be. Make sure you pray tonight like the King said. Pray.
Yeah.
TJ Maniac, Kevin Morrison, y'all got anything you want to put out there?
We full of the giggles.
Yeah.
Too much coffee over here.
So, okay, but that's some good things to put out there. Laughter is good.
Yay.
So that's powerful. You know, laughter is good. So giggle, y'all. Giggle through the weekend as
y'all
well.
Make
so,
me smile.
Sad vibes. Good vibes. Positive energy. Keep that around you. It's so important. Keep it around you. Yes. Much love.
Protect your energy. Protect your energy. Shout out to S-Bone. We out of here, y'all. Love, peace, soul.
He just called back.